Yeshayahu Pidik Samech Dalet, Pidik 64. This Pidik, until the end of the Pidik, is a completion of the Tefillah that we've started from the previous Pidik. And we're going to see the answer, we're going to see only in Pidik Samech. Hey, so as a reminder, we just spoke about the idea that Yeshayahu was saying, Hashem, why are you driving us away? We are your people. We are the ones, the Goyim don't know you, Abraham, we are the children of Abraham, Yaakov. So you have to have mercy on us. And we were always your people, and you never created this concept of Har Sinai. That was the last thing we spoke about. You never created a Har Sinai for them. So now what we're going to say in the rest of the Pidik, from this whole Pidik, is going to be this idea that the Jewish people have Har Sinai. And that's why they're the chosen people, and Hashem has never tried to replicate an event like that for any other nations. Very reminiscent of the way Ma'amad Har Sinai is described in Parashat Vayit Hanan. So we begin with the Pesukim, Pasuk Aleph, Kikoach Ish Hamasim, Ma'im Tivei Ish, Lehudi Hashem Chalas Aricha, Impanicha, Goyim Ilgazu. Kikoach Ish Hamasim, Kikoach to create a big fire, like Diach, make a big fire, Ish Hamasim. Hamasim is a melting fire that has the ability to melt. A very big, very strong, very powerful fire. So Hashem, Ma'amad Har Sinai had this very big, strong fire that was Ma'im Tivei Ish, that was water that was being boiled by fire. Or really, literally, fire that was boiling water. And the idea being that's what created the Arafil, the mist in Ma'amad Har Sinai. So we have here a description of Ma'amad Har Sinai. I was saying the description, the point of this whole Ma'amad was the Hodi Ashimcha Lisarecha Yipanecha Goyim Yigazu, in order to allow your name to be known to your enemies, and that the Goyim should fear you, should tremble from you. But Hashem, but we say, it wasn't for their sake, it was for the Jewish people. That they're supposed to be fearful of God. And that's where we continue. And Pasuk Be, Ba'asot Echad Nura'ot Lo Nikave, Yaratam Panecha Adim Nazolu. And you did for us, Ba'asot Echad, you did for us Nura'ot Lo Nikave, wonders that we never would have even imagined, we would never have expected during Ma'amad Har Sinai. Mipanecha Adim Nazolu. You came down, number one, the Arata, you came down, you descended upon Har Sinai, Vayirad Adonai, Har Sinai, and then Harim Nazol, Mipanecha Harim Nazol, the mountains themselves were trembling, and were melting from your strength. So the idea of a mountain, the epitome of strength, melting from the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now we see in Pasuk Gimel, continuing this month, concept of Har Sinai. Me'olam lo shame'u lo he'ezinu. Ayin lo ra'ata Elohim zolatecha ya'asen hakelo. Me'olam lo shame'u ve'lo he'ezinu. They never heard, they never understood such a concept of Har Sinai. It wasn't for them, it was for the Jewish people. So again, to strengthen this bond between Hashem and the Jewish people. Ayin lo ra'ata Elohim zolatecha ya'asen hakelo. There was no eye that ever saw a God besides you do something like this for somebody who has hope in him, for somebody who is praying to him. So Hashem, what you did for the Jewish people was unique amongst all the gods for the unique nation. The one God was able to do it for the one special nation. And there we say, Hashem, so we want this special relationship. So that kind of continues that idea from the previous Perek. Now, from Pasuk Dalet, Hey, and Vav, we're going to speak about something a little bit different. It's going to be very reminiscent of the prayer Anshem Munah Vadu, essentially, is what we're going to see. And the Suk Dalet begins, Parata Tzas V'Ose Sedek Yidachicha Yizkirucha Henata Qasavta V'Nihita V'Him Ola V'Nivashia. Parata Tzas V'Ose Sedek Hashem, you met, and we'll talk about exactly what that means, somebody who is happy, somebody who is Ose Sedek, somebody who is excited to do the right thing in the world, who is happy doing your mitzvot, and acting in the right way, and b'drachecha yizkerucha, and what they would do, these people, they would pray and mention your yud gimel midot, your derachim, b'drachecha yizkerucha, they would mention you by your yud gimel midot. And so even when we would sin, henata kasafta v'nehaita, you would get angry because we would sin, b'hem olam v'nivashia, we would always have faith in them that they would save us, because they would pray for us, these great tzaddikim, these people always doing the right thing. But with the first one of Pasuk Dalet is Pagata. Pagata milashon pega, milashon plague, that we lost these people, Hashem, you took them from us. Pigata mita, they're no longer there. And that's why we no longer have these people to pray for us. It's true, these people would pray, and they would help us out by saying that you'd give them midot, and we would be saved. But they're no longer there. And instead, v'nehi chatame kulanu, chuberet aydin kol sidkotenu, v'navel ka'ale kulanu, v'avonenu k'ruach yisa'unu. We became tameh. We were impure. Meaning we were separated from you, we were kicked out from you. V'chuberet aydin kol sidkotenu, the beged aydin is a bloody cloth, a dirty cloth, something you want to discard, and that was all our siddakot. They were getting discarded, right? The tameh is someone who's kicked out of the mikdash, out of the makom tahor, and beged aydim, again reflecting this idea of tumah, something discarded. Beged aydim closely quoting our actions were being discarded, and reminiscent of what the Rambam says in Hilchot Teshuvah, that when someone says a shah, even the mitzvot that he does, they rip them up, they're not interested in them, your prayers are rejected, and we have no one to reach out to you, Hashem. V'navel ke'alei kulanu, and we're all withering away like leaves. V'avonenu karuach yisa'unu, and we're going to be carried away because of our sins and the wind. We have no one to anchor us anymore. V'en kore b'shmecha, mit'ore l'chazik bach. Ki starta fanecha mimenu v'temurenu b'yad avonenu. There's no one calling out in your name. There's no one reaching out to you. There's no one praying to you, as there once was. Someone who's really endeavoring greatly to hold on to you, to reach out to you. He is you've turned your face away from us. We have no way to come back. We lost the people who are close to you. Now you're distant from us. We have no way to rekindle that relation. Instead, you're causing us to be trampled, you're causing us to be melting away because of our sins. So as opposed to the mountains that were Amogu, that were melting because from the presence of God, now the Jewish people are melting away because of their sins, distant from God. So now The prayer after describing Ma'amad HaSinai, the special relationship the Jewish people are supposed to have with Hashem, and the unfortunate circumstances when they find themselves that God has turned away from them, and they have no one to reach out to, now, from now until the rest of the Perek, we're going to see an impassionate plea of the prayer for God's assistance, for God to reach out to us. Ve'ata Adonai Avinu Ahna, Avinu Ata. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are our Father. You are the Creator. We are like material in your hands. We are the clay. You are the potter. You are able to shape us. You are the one who created us. And Hashem, we are your creations. And obviously, the idea of mentioning Hashem as our Father and our Creator is supposed to evoke some form of mercy. And we pray to Hashem and say, Al tiksof Adonai ad me'od. Hashem, don't be angry forever. Don't remember the hataim, the sins, for all eternity. Look, Hashem, hena bitna amecha kulanu. At the end of the day, Hashem, we're still your nation, we're still loyal to you, we're still reaching out to you. Ali kuchicha hayum bad, zion bibar hayata, Yerushalayim shomima. Your holy cities are now desolate. Sion, the mountain of Sion, is now completely desolate. Yerushalayim is empty. בקודשנו ותפארתנו משה חיללוך אבותינו היה לשרפת אש וכל מחמדנו היה לחורבה. The holy, notice he says, we say, Ari Kodshecha, your holy cities, and now we say, Bet Kodshenu V'tifartenu, Shehi Leilucha Avotenu. The glorious building that we built for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in order to praise you, Hayal Sifat Esh, is now burnt. Kol Mahamadenu Hayal Chorba. All our, everything we desired has now become destroyed. Hashem, so we've lost everything. So obviously, Tefillah from the depths of the Galut, when Hashem has turned himself away from the Jewish people, they have no great tzaddikim to pray for themselves. They lost the Beit HaMikdash, they lost Yerushalayim, they lost Eretz Yisrael, and they say, we end off as one powerful sentence, Al ele titapak Adonai, tehashed anenu an me'od. Hashem, are you able to to restrain yourself, to hold yourself in and not respond after seeing all these things, ha'al ele, all these destructions, Yerushalayim, Beit HaMikdash, are you able to hold yourself in, te'hashir, remain silent, u'd'anenu ad me'od, and continue to allow us to be suffering on the hands of our enemies, are you not going to respond to us? This is how the powerful tefillah of the people end, and Pasuk Samech Dalet, Perek Samech Dalet, which started already from Perek Samech Gimel, describing the relationship with Hashem. Can it be that this is what's going to be forever? And we're going to see in the next Perek the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.